Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from our brand new world headquarters on State Street in downtown Madison, sort of. It's the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer for today in our rotating cast of characters, the one, the only, the ever-talented, Kelvin. And Kelvin, I apologize. Is it Butenhoff? Is that how you pronounce it? Or you pronounce it for me?
Butenhoff is what we usually go with in my family, but we answer to both.
No, we want it correct. Butenhoff. All right. Is it German?
Yes, it is. That's very why good. I'm kind of on the... I feel like my family may be pronouncing it wrong. I feel like Butenhoff might be the correct pronunciation.
Well, we go with whatever you want us to go with.
I'm sure it had to do with whether or not the umlauts were there at one time. And if those got removed, it removes an entire vowel out of the name. And therefore, it could be pronounced differently without that E that comes from the umlauts.
Getting ready for German Fest in Milwaukee is Kelvin Butenhoff. We'll go with that. And here joining us, Luke, I put fresh deodorant on. You can come over so you're in the picture. It's Luke
Mather. Scrambling a little bit, man. We're figuring this out. We're having fun here at the Civic Media headquarters on this Friday afternoon. No easy weekend earned here. You gotta really work for it to get to the weekend here in the state of Wisconsin for Civic Media. And we're having fun. Really appreciate Kelvin helping out on the board and glad that you're being flexible, yeah. Todd.
They're looking through the window. See, this is beautiful, our new headquarters. You have windows all around. I can look right out. I can see our CEO and owner, Sage Weil, who's looking, checking everything. He says, I guess it sounds good on the air.
The sales team here at Civic Media is excited to be able to see us broadcast live as well from the studio. We're having a lot of fun.
I feel like an animal in a cage with all the glass around.
A little fishbowl-esque.
Yep. But here's the deal. Here's what happened. My mother likes to say, there's nothing so bad that a little good can't come out of it. And what happened was we had some technical difficulties, some internet issues. Apparently we didn't pay our bill. No, I'm just kidding about that. If anything, we paid our bills.
That was not the case.
There's no Elon Musk going on here. We paid our bills.
Yes.
And so we had to, Luke sent me out an SOS earlier this morning and said, literally, we're abandoning ship at the old headquarters on University Avenue because the technology, the rats have chewed through the wires or something like that. And so we had to come downtown. And here we are. Although the actual studio where we're going to be broadcasting from, where everything is hardwired, isn't quite done. They're still putting the frosting on the cake over there. So we are in the room next door using our remote equipment at our beautiful, great, big, huge conference table here.
It feels a little apprentice-esque.
Oh,
because we're in the boardroom.
We are in the boardroom. And by the way, and did you notice downtown today? It's Maxwell Street days.
It is.
Downtown Madison.
Yeah, you stumble into things
all
like that.
All the big, and when it turned out, there were a lot of banks going out of business, and Sage found these old used leather chairs and brought them in here, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, we got the boardroom vibes going on here right. For the Todd Albaugh Show on a Friday afternoon.
So it's, everything is copacetic. We're here. We're happy to be downtown. And I think moving forward, because Luke, in addition to being the co-host of Town Call every afternoon, 12:15 to 1 with William Walter, you're also our ops director and producer extraordinaire. I think we're going to be here like moving forward, right?
Ask me in like 24 to 48 hours, and I'm not going to write any checks that the team can't cash. But we're doing the best we can, and we're having a lot of fun here at Civic Media, and the fact that we're now a couple moves closer to being broadcasting out of the State Street facilities full time. We're looking forward to that. So we're taking it in stride, and we're going to earn that weekend, as I mentioned.
Luke is going to earn a weekend for sure. And normally when I come downtown here to the big office, it's usually like the old David Letterman studios, although I was never in it, but it's usually colder than cold, and I got to put on a parka. And so I brought myself a hoodie, and I actually brought a blanket.
I came into the studio with a giant, like, I thought you were going camping. You had like all of this. You're like, I got all my equipment. And I was like, okay, that works.
I come prepared. I come from the Phil Nee School of Broadcasting. Phil, we were just talking about this this week with Phil. He has a parka, a spring jacket, and a windbreaker, and a rain jacket in his vehicle at all times. because he's outside doing high school sport.
And that is 1 week in Wisconsin weather, folks, right there. Depending on what week you catch it. Yeah, it could be as quick as an hour. That is very well prepared, Mr. Phil Neas, then, because I don't have anything like that in my car.
Well, that's why my car looks like a homeless shelter in the back, because it's just packed with all kinds of, and I was giving our CEO a ride in the truck on Wednesday up at Richland Center, and he kind of looked back there like, do I need to pay you more? Are you okay? Everything okay? I said, yes, I'm just moving apartments.
I was going to say, that's it. You just tell them, you're moving. You're moving.
It's okay. Coming up on the big program this afternoon, going to be a great show. Coming up here, our friend, our ongoing contributor, Ms. Kara Sabin, is going to be joining us. She is the head and founder of Relationship Quotient, if I could say it, a positivity psychologist, a life coach, and we like to call her the troop leader of love. She's going to have 10 signs of love, Luke. You're engaged. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're not necessarily looking for love, but maybe improve on your loveliness.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's absolutely things that I can learn. So I'm looking forward to the segment.
Yeah, right. And then, of course, me, there's just no hope, but we'll see what we can do.
What was it about abandoning ship earlier?
Yeah, Todd? Oh, God. We'll see if we can do this. They're supposed to be. Oh, hang on. Here, let's see if we can do this. Can you hear that, Calvin? Very good. Yeah. We give abandoned ship.
Todd's got a whole set of sound effects with this new. Okay.
We have a studio audience as well. We'll come back with more after this. Stay with us now with Kara Sabin on the other side. This is the Todd Allmall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Radio Network. We have Mr. Calvin Butenhoff. That's the correct one.
Butenhoff. Yeah, with the umlauts there. Butenhoff without, but right. We'll see. We're going to do some ancestry.com or
right?
We'll figure it out, Calvin. We'll get to the bottom of that one.
Calvin Butenhoff down in Waukesha on the board. We appreciate you, Calvin. Always great. And Calvin, of course, I've worked with him before because he is the producer. Of course, I'm the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Fan Club. And Calvin produces the Matt Flynn Show.
Unofficial, but you print off a card and you keep it in your wallet and you show everybody that you possibly can, Todd.
Well, and I had the honor and pleasure of filling in for Matt for a couple of days. And Calvin and I worked together then. And that was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Calvin?
Oh, yeah. We have a blast over at Matt Flynn Direct.
Right,
he loves his callers. We have great interactions. He's straight to the point.
He's always. I love Matt Flynn too. And as Matt and I said, well, he said at this meeting we had this retreat, and we cleaned it up for radio. But he said, you know, we've seen some stuff. I mean, that's what you want in a host, right? Somebody who's seen some stuff. Well, our next guest certainly seen some stuff. Luke Mathers co-hosting along with us today. We appreciate him. Mr. Zommer's on a well-earned day off. He is fishing somewhere in a secure, undisclosed location. But you cannot go wrong with our ongoing contributor and colleague, the lovely and talented Ms. Kara Sabin. She is the founder and director of Relationship Quotient. You can find her at relationshipquotient.com. She is also a positivity psychologist, a life coach, and we like to call her the troop leader of love, Ms. Kara Sabin. How the heck are you today?
I'm doing great, Todd. How are you? I'm in the middle of packing. I call it the gathering at this point. I leave Sunday morning to lead a retreat in Tulum, Mexico.
Oh my God.
I'm just getting all the stuff together and pretty excited about it. But more importantly, happy to be here.
How many people do you have going on this retreat?
13, and then I'm the 14th person.
And is it a week long thing, a weekend? What do you do?
It's they come from Tuesday to Sunday, and we actually are working on self worth and self compassion. So every day we have morning sessions, and the afternoons are spent at tours or on the beach, or at we have two pools at a private rental. So I'm sure we'll be okay. We'll be okay.
Find the details of that to get a retreat. We need one of those.
Right. Give the deets, Kara.
Okay. Actually, literally right after this, I have just put together a type form for anybody. And next year I'm offering retreats to singles and to couples. So that's going to be something new for me. And right now I'm just kind of collecting, gathering information where people want to go, kind of for how long. Most retreats are about 5 or 6 nights. But we just kind of work on ourselves and explore awesome places.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, relationshipquotient.com is where you can find Kira and sign for those future retreats. Today, Kira, you had a big birthday recently. And again, happy belated birthday. And she said it was okay. She turned the big 5-0 and joined the 5-0 club along with me. Luke, of course, is much younger, which he loves reminding me about.
I mean, who isn't much younger at this point, Todd, right? Nobody tells you about that weird pivotal moment where, like, there's a moment where you're younger than everybody. And then there's that moment where you're older than everybody. Like, everybody else seems younger than you. So it's just kind of, it's kind of weird. But here I am on the other end of it, and I'm okay.
But you're looking fantastic and lovely for 50. And age brings a little wisdom, I think, a perspective as well.
I mean, to me, age also brings a little bit of, I don't take things too seriously, and I don't care as much as what other people think. That's what I think also happens with age, is not only wisdom, but just kind of letting go of some of the stuff that we worry about when we were younger.
Right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to unpack. We have these gifts that Kira has brought us. She's brought us gifts, Luke.
What kind of show host are you, Todd? You make the birthday guests bring you gifts? That's
I know.
Heard of.
Listen, Luke, I'm up for negotiations since I do this for free. And if you think you can offer better than Todd, let's start that. Uh-oh. Let's start okay. That going. I do a lot for ice cream. Oh yeah. So yeah.
Anymore. All right. Well, here is brought us these virtual gifts, and we're in all seriousness, we're going to talk about 10-ish, depending upon how much time we have, 10-ish or so signs of love. And as I said, Luke is engaged. I just hung out with he and his lovely fiance, and they're a great dog. They have a beautiful dog, by the way. I mean, yeah. Your wife, your future wife is beautiful too, but the dog is lovely as well.
He's handsome.
Wow, Todd.
Yeah, she knows she's terrific. She's gorgeous. But our dog knows it, and he struts his stuff too. So yeah, it's he's bred for show, but we don't actually show him. He just hangs out with us. It's not the lifestyle of the rich and the famous that he could have had his owners been very obsessed with like showing the dogs. But we had a great time earlier the week. It's throwing me off a little bit, Todd, because it's Friday and this week has had a whole lot of things involved in it. And so, yeah, I almost forgot that was earlier this week that we were all hanging out.
Years ago.
Yeah.
For us, Kira, we'll just leave it at this. It's been a week. A lot going on. Been a week.
All of the things that got put off during the 4th of July decided to, come back this week then. And we're having fun with it.
But we're just keeping a chill attitude. And so I think it's a good time, Luke being engaged, whether people have a partner, whether they're looking for a partner. And Kira, correct me if I'm wrong, I think these are great things. It doesn't always have to be romantic love, but sometimes they're great just signs to be people that we love, friends we love. Is that true?
Absolutely. So what I have here are, well, I actually have 50 truths in total. We're going to get through as many as we can today because, that's crazy pants. But they're just truths about love, about dating, about relationships, and just kind of things that, I mean, Todd, you and I've talked, we didn't learn a lot of really healthy things about love and relationships growing up, right? If we think about TV shows or movies, if we think about, the very special episodes as well as like the after school specials, we didn't necessarily learn the healthiest things. And that's kind of my goal in this next chapter of my life is just getting as much truth about love and relationships out there so we can create better love and relationships.
All right. Well, very good. Let's, shall we delve in now to the big virtual vault and pull out gift number one and unwrap that puppy. And what do you have? The first truth of love for any of us.
Well, this one's for you, Todd. So I actually moved it from way near the bottom to the top for you. Since we've been sitting here talking on the phone because ADHD. Here is the first truth about love for everybody to remember. You are never too old and it is never too late for love and new relationships.
Oh, well, that's nice. See?
Just want to remind you, and she's probably listening, shout out to Jan Sabin, who has started dating at age 80 and is in a new relationship, Todd. So if she can do it,
wonderful.
if my mom can do it, I'm pretty sure you can too.
Well, I mean, but your mom, Jan, who I've known all my life, she is she is like the hip mom, you know. I mean, she's gonna love this. She's just like kind of like, you know, chill. And I think it's great. Your mom, your dad passed away now a number of years ago. I had the pleasure of meeting him, but I think it's great that you talk about this all the time, that we have phases in our life and there's nothing wrong with adapting to new phases. And so, yeah, you're right. It's never too late.
Absolutely. And it's just, I think that even if we had, you know, love in our 20s or 30s, or, you know, a different type of relationship, our 40s, it's never too late to create different kind of relationships that we want and friendships. And it's just a really good reminder, because I do think that society kind of tells us sometimes that we're, you know, past our prime, or we're a little too old. But I heard a great podcast recently about a 91-year-old who met her love of her life, never was married until she was in the nursing home. Oh, wow. So, yeah. So you never know.
What is it? T.S. Eliot? I'm going to botch it now that I brought up T.S. Eliot. That was, it's never too late to be who you might have been.
I don't think you botched that. That sounds about right. If it's not, it can be attributed to you.
No. You know what it was? Kira, did you ever watch Brothers and Sisters, the ABC show? Did you ever see it?
I didn't.
I watched that one a lot. Yeah.
My folks watched that one.
I watched it with them.
Sally Field.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. It was a great, I think it was on 5 seasons.
The Gidge.
What?
The Gidget.
Yeah,
the flying nun. I love me some Sally Field. Go ahead. Sorry.
It was called Brothers and Sisters. And it was kind of one of those shows that was canceled. They kind of had to put together a series wrap on the fly. And the final scene was Sally Field at this, one of her kids got married, and she's looking around the room and kind of reflecting on her family. And the final line, she says, you know, just like, and she had just, oddly enough, she had gone came out of retirement to go into radio. A little radio show and on the show. And she said, you know, the last line was just like T.S. Eliot says, it's never too late to be who you might have been professionally and in love.
And I think that the moment that we can realize that we're constantly changing, that you can teach old dogs new tricks, that we can actually take a look at our life and make changes starting this minute. It just gives us power. It just gives us, you know, a little bit more feeling of control in our lives. And I believe that to be true, because I have changed things up in my life. I've watched you evolve since we've known each other, since we were like 8 years old, into a different person. You know, we can all become better versions of ourselves, and life usually gets a little bit better and easier when we do.
But don't you think, I mean, you know about better than anybody else, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know that I've so much changed as a person, my things I truly believe, but I think I would say I've just kind of matured.
I mean, we can call it that, but some people don't. And we could say that too. So, you know, I do want to acknowledge Todd that, you know, I'm very lucky to have known Todd for a very, very long time. He was good friends with my sister and my brother-in-law. His sister is one of my all-time best friends. So we're intertwined for a long time. But the person who you were, let's say in high school, versus the person who you are now, oh my gosh, I'm tearing up. I am so proud of you. I am so impressed. Like, look at, you are on this podcast every day, doing your dream with passion, bringing on people you've known and loved for years and years and years. And just, I think, a lot more comfortable in who you are in your body. And I just want to, like, we have to acknowledge that. You don't see it, but I see it.
You're way too kind, but thank you.
I think it's
the gift, Todd. Accept the gift.
I'm accepting. But I appreciate that. But I would like to make the point that I think all of us have that. And yeah, I think the point about being more comfortable with who I am, and maybe you get to the point where when I say I don't care, it's not that I do care what people think, but it's like, if they don't like who I am and comfortable in my skin and being able to live my true self, then that's their problem. It's not mine. And I don't care whether you're straight, gay, or whatever. I think that all of us have to live our true selves, Luke.
Yeah, absolutely. 49 down, 49 to go.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Luke, and how I am as a guest, because Todd and I just talk.
I mean, come on, his show is called Dueling Tangents, for goodness sake.
It is?
No, it was. A previous edition of a program I helped. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm all for the side stories. Yeah, I welcome the tangent, but yeah, I think this was a terrific first gift, and I'm a little surprised it wasn't at the top of the list before, but I'm glad that it got made to the top of the list. I think it's a terrific one.
Yeah.
And the second one I'm actually bringing in is from Un's conversation is
we gotta do a little business, pay a couple of bills.
Of course.
Stay with us, pal. This is the Todd Allbaugh Show with Kira Sabin and Luke Mathers and Kelvin after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
How to forfeit, but we always knew how to talk. Couple nights through gasoline on the fire. We never knew how to perfect, but we always knew it would work. Cause if something made us red, or if something got said, no, before the night ends.
Well, Joe Bro is there, Jonas Brothers. Can you hear us, Kira?
I can. I'm sorry. I was just laughing over you saying Joe Bros because I had no idea that they had like a celebrity name, but fantastic.
Ever heard of the Joe Bros?
Oh, no. I've definitely heard of the Joe Bros. I was the one that requested the song.
You want to know somebody who, I think maybe gave the name? Regis Philbin was one of the first shows they were on back in the day.
Regis. Wow.
I was watching them on the Disney Channel back in the day, so I was not watching Regis. Sorry, was it even Regis and Kelly at that point, or was there somebody else with him? I don't even know that version of the
Come
show.
On, Luke,
this hurts my heart.
I was watching
really does.
Disney Channel. That's how I met the Jonas Brothers. I'm so sorry.
It was not for Regis. There'd be no Jonas Brothers on Disney. Come on.
I would have been like 10 or like something. I would have been at an insanely young age when they first got.
Seriously, she knows. She knows I would have been watching Regis at 10, right, Kira?
I do. I don't think Regis came around until maybe later, though, high school. I'm not sure, but we can look into it later.
We're talking about more important things than Regis, although what's more important than Regis? Love. Love, that's it. We have Kira Sabin. She is the founder of Relationship Quotient and a positivity psychologist, a troop leader of love. And she joins us along with Luke Mathers here on the Civic Radio Network for her bi-monthly appearance here. This subject today is gifts and signs of love, kind of top 10-ish signs of love. Kira, let's unwrap gift number two.
Gift number two is everyone has different needs for a relationship, and you need to know yours.
Oh, that's good.
I think that we make an assumption that, you know, what we're looking for in relationship, everybody's looking for, right? Like that we're all looking for the same things. We're all looking for the same kind of love. We're all looking for the same kind of parenting, all of these different things. And it's actually not true. We all learned love looks a little different through our experiences and our parenting and school and everything else. And so it's really important at the end of the day for you to know what you need on a daily basis to feel good, and for you to ask your partner what they need. And man, relationships and love are going to go so much better when you do.
We've talked about this before. You know, whether it's in love or whether it's in work or whether it's in whatever, I mean, sometimes people will put their own happiness aside because they're always trying to please anybody else. And then eventually it catches up with you.
I mean, the thing is that what you end up doing is not creating actually a loving relationship where giving and receiving exists. One person's giving, the other one's receiving. And that doesn't feel that good.
Yeah. I won't ask you to delve into too much of your personal life on the air, but as someone who's engaged, are these things that you talk about with your partner moving forward?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think that there is, Kelsey and I have been together for a very long time. So there's been ups and there's been downs, and it's the communication and knowing the other and knowing ourselves in the relationship has been vital, because yeah, it's been a very long relationship, but without knowing each other and ourselves, I mean, you can't have any type of relationship without knowing yourself and knowing who you're in that relationship with. And that goes from loving relationships to friendships as well.
Yeah. And Kira, you've talked about this. I mean, part of it is just sitting down and having just a very blunt but positive conversation with your significant other, whether it's a romantic relationship or whether it's a working relationship, just sit down and say, hey, here's something I need to talk about, and kind of set the parameters of the discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes down to this, and whether it's friendships, relationships, or whatever, just being able to say to somebody, this is kind of how I work. This is what feels good for me, you know, and then being able to go, what feels good for you? Like those short and easy questions. And now there's so many great questions online if you ever want to dig in a little deeper for your own self-awareness or the relationship. But yeah, the thing is that if you are not communicating on the level besides, you know, what you need to get at the grocery store, people are going to start feeling lonely in the relationship. People are going to start feeling unseen and unheard. And it's hard for love to keep showing up when you don't feel good.
So true, both physically and mentally. Gift number three.
Look for common values versus things in common.
Well, that's a good. I like that. Common values.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, right, we're like, wait, you like the Packers? I like the Packers. Let's date, right? Or let's be best friends.
Those relationships last forever.
Yeah, right. But the thing is that, and that's great. You can both love the Packers. You can both have favorite TV shows in common or hobbies that you like to do. But ultimately, they have found out that what's way more important is common values. And values are how you see the world, what you think is important, what's a priority to you. And the thing is, it's like when we don't choose somebody with similar values, you'll just end up in a relationship where the whole time you're looking at them going, wait, what? How do you believe that? Or how do you think that? Or, you know, and you won't really understand each other, which makes, once again, love hard to have.
And we've talked about it a little bit before, but Kira, there's a little bit difference of, you know, I like the Packers and I like the Bears versus sometimes our ideology in terms of our political identification, you know, that's kind of like who we are. Like, is it possible for two people, one is pro-choice or one is pro-life? And they have those core values. Is it possible for someone, two people like that, to find a healthy relationship? Can you put those things aside, or is that too deep?
To me, you cannot talk somebody out of their values. The only way that somebody can change their values is themselves, as well as it doesn't make a ton of sense to be in a relationship. I know we heard opposites attract. That's not true. At all. That doesn't even make sense. Why would you be with somebody who believes and thinks completely differently than you, right? Just because, you know, you think they're good looking. That doesn't make sense whatsoever. You want to be with somebody who sees the world the same way as you, so that when you say this is a priority to you, they go, yeah, I get that. I see that. Let's do it, right? So it's really, really important to look at, you know, if, you know, and then the other thing I want to say about that really quick, Todd, is politics is super important to you. It may not be as super important to somebody else, right? And they might find more middle ground there. So to me, it's more about asking better questions, having deeper conversations about it. But do know that if you meet somebody who has very different views of the world than you, that's probably going to be an uphill battle in your relationship.
Well, I mean, it really, what it comes down to is, do you put the toilet paper coming over the top or underneath?
Oh, that's, well, not questionable. That's always over the top.
Thank
it's
you. Always, I agree.
I don't know anybody who has underneath, because they're too busy being
underneathers.
I just find that those are people who don't notice.
Yeah, that's normally, because when I see those and then I'll flip it and then it just stays that way until the next new role is there. It's definitely a not noticing thing, I believe.
Gift number four, Kira Sabin, relationship quotient, positivity psychologist, and life coach. She joins Luke Mathers and I today on the show talking about the top signs of love for your summer. Gift number four.
Gift number four is, we can't always choose who we're attracted to or related to, but we do get to choose the relationship that we have with them.
Nice. All right. I like that.
I think that, there's a big, you know, feeling of romance that because you felt love with somebody or because you had a relationship, you know, it's ever enduring, you know, it's bigger. The romance is bigger than anything else on earth. And that's not true. It's just not, you know, we can be attracted to somebody and go, this person's not healthy for me, or I'm not healthy for them, or we're not healthy for each other. We also sometimes feel really, really, you know, tied to our family members who aren't nice to us. So we get to step back and go, you know, this is the amount of time you get from me. And then you don't get any more until you change your behavior. So
go ahead.
So yeah, we just, you know, sometimes we can't, you know, sometimes it can feel really hard on who we're attracted to or who we want to be with or who we're related to, but we always get to choose how much they're in our lives, how much headspace they take up, things like that.
There are people that take up way too much headspace in my life, but you know, I'll tell you
and
that.
Do they deserve that?
You're right. Well, and sometimes it's like you have to, I talk to myself a lot because I'm alone and, you know, but I say, Todd, just stop it. Right. Let's just move. Lou Holtz turned out to be a schmuck, the former coach of the Fighting Irish at Notre Dame, but he wrote a great book called What's Important Now. And there's a lot of truth in the book of just thinking about, okay, what's important now? Don't focus on those things you can't control. Don't think on things that might happen a month or 6 months or a year from now. What can you do today to affect your life? And I think that's healthcare.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because someone who's been in a long-term relationship, I mean, you're a lovely and talented man, but I bet you're not always this way at 6 a.m. when you roll out of bed and vice versa. And I mean, relationships are about the soul and the heart, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if I get to roll out of bed at 6 a.m, that's a good morning because that means I'm sleeping in. I'm much more chipper then because I got to sleep in. But no, I mean, it's hard work. It is hard work. And it's something that you have to put the effort in. And I think as your point is that sometimes people don't want to put the effort in then. And that's when you gotta make that decision to maybe decide how much time that person you then give in return, because effort is huge when it comes to keeping and fostering relationships.
Gift number 5 on Kira Sabin's Gifts of Love.
Awesome. This is for my avoidant attachment styles. This is the opposite of you and I, Todd. Being ultra independent, where you think you don't need anyone in your life or need help from anyone in your life, is a trauma response. It is human to want connection and love. So if you think that you don't need people in your life, there's some work to do there.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is it like? You're right. I mean, you and I are more like we want people and need people around us. But I think also there's times when I have that, I don't know if it's independent streak or whatever, but I'm someone who's like, look, I'll just do it myself, whether it's a work project or whether it's something in my personal life, whatever, just I'll do it because I don't want to bother people or whatever. Is that different than what you're describing, Kira?
So not really. It's exactly what I'm describing, right? It's exactly. So really,
how can I be both? I mean, how can I be both?
Well, actually, that's called disorganized when you're both. But that's a different podcast. And it's really just important for us to understand that whether you're anxious, whether you're avoidant, having friendships, having people that we connect with in our life, having people that we can hug and you know, feel seen and heard by, is actually a huge part of, you know, human health. And you know, loneliness is actually like smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. It has the same physical toll on your body. And a lot of people don't know that. And in fact, in England, I'm sorry, the UK, I believe even in, it's either in Japan or China, they have created ministers of loneliness to take care of the loneliness problems in their country because it's such a huge problem.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is a side tangent or not, but does this kind of go with the extrovert versus introverts? And because I for the longest time, I always thought that I was an extrovert, but I think I'm more of an introvert that just is totally okay with being around, because I just have come to appreciate my alone time. Not that I'm striving for it all the time, but at the same time, it can get exhausting hanging out with people nonstop.
Yeah,
I'm totally fine just sitting, hanging out with my dog.
Listen, Luke, that's you. And I have no comments to that. And no, I'm just teasing. Here's what I want. It doesn't really have to do with extroversion or introversion. It has to do with what we're comfortable asking others for or not. Mm-hmm. Right. And if we are people who regularly are struggling and, you know, Never ask for help in our life. One of the things that's not on the list, but this it could be as a love truth for today, is that if people don't know how to love us or be a part of our life or take care of us, they usually will not stay.
Yeah.
People have to know how to be in our life, or they're like, what's the point of being here? And I think that that happens a lot more than people are aware of. So if people in your life don't know how to show up for you, they don't know how to take care of you, they don't know how to support you when you're having a rough time, and you keep people at a distance.
10 seconds, Kira.
Yep. You're going to be alone for probably a lot longer than you want to be.
More life truths on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is Todd Allbaugh along with Luke Mathers and Kira Sabin. And we've got Kelvin Butenhoff on the board today. Thank you. On the other side, the Civic Media Radio Network. More after this.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now, here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of all, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive.
Live from our brand new downtown world headquarters on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin, of the Civic Media Radio Network. The studio itself, not quite yet ready. The paint is still drying. So Luke Mathers and myself are in the conference room next door. We've got Kelvin Butenhoff on the board down in Waukesha. I appreciate him being our engineer and producer today. And our guest this hour is Kira Sabin of Relationship Quotient. You can find her at relationshipquotient.com. She is a positivity psychologist. We like to call her the troop leader of love. Kira, people can text in, by the way. If you want to shoot us a question on this, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Happy to have you text in, or you can, better yet, download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, less than a minute, and it's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. So download the Civic Media app and go ahead and text anytime that you want. From Waukesha this afternoon, Kira, in Milwaukee, WAUK, our station down there, they say, quote, are you back on the air today, or is this a podcast from the past? Heck no, we are live. It is Friday, July 14th, 2023, and Kira Sabin is our guest. I understand the confusion because there's been a few technical glitches as we've kind of upgraded some of our systems here. So there had, I know Devil's Advocate has been on a podcast or a previous show, and so, but we're live and happy to be here, Luke.
Yeah, there's a certain telecommunications company that is going to get a strongly worded letter. But yeah, we're doing the best we can. Again, I want to thank the entire Civic Media production staff, Calvin, and the entire team, right, because of all of the terrific work they were able to accomplish today. We're up and running across the Civic Media Network.
A company we won't mention, but it begins with AT&T. moving forward.
I wasn't going to say it, but okay, there you go.
Say it. It's just, it's,
they're going to get a strongly worded letter.
As what is it? What's her name? The senator. I'm very concerned.
Suzanne Summers.
No, not Suzanne Summers. Who's the senator from Massachusetts?
Susan Collins.
Susan Collins, yes. I'm very
Wow, guys.
Kira just peaced out.
I'm just like, wow. Okay, good to know.
And we haven't even had a gummy yet this afternoon, Kira. Anyway, what do you know about, we're talking about love truths with Kira Sabin. We have gotten through the top five. We're going to see how many more of these we can roll through in the next 6 to 7 minutes. Kira, number six in our gifts to the folks of truths of love.
This is a short and sweet one. Healthy and mature love is energizing. Immature love is exhausting.
Say that again, please.
Healthy and mature love is energizing, and immature love is exhausting.
I'll go along with that.
And I think there's a good way to know how well your relationship's working or what it's like meeting somebody and whether that's going to go somewhere by how you feel. Do you feel excited and energized and on some level calm? Or do you feel exhausted because you're, you know, trying to win them over or earn their love or attention or things like that? Because one is going to get you a lot closer to love than the other one.
Yeah, 100%. From Waukesha, WAUK, down in Waukesha, Milwaukee, actually in Shorewood down there. Jeff from Shorewood says, glad to hear we're back on live today. So he's enjoying the show, Kira. So great job. Number seven on our Truths of Love this afternoon.
And this one's for the singles or the people who are out there dating, which is literally 50% of our population. So if someone ghosts you, and ghosting, in case you don't know what that means, which is maybe you end talking to them or texting with them or getting to know them, and all of a sudden they vanish. You never hear from them again. So
I've been ghosted on text, Snap, and Grindr, all three. So, you know, it's
a gift. Right? It's a gift. So if someone goes to you, respect the dead and move on. I know that a lot of times when we're ghosted, we're like, what happened?
I love that. Deserves an applause.
Thank you.
Respect the dead and move on.
Were
you ghosted back in your dating days?
Kelsey and I got together right before dating apps got super popular, and I think we're both very appreciative that neither of us had to experience any of that.
And see, we've known each other, 8 months or so, 10 months or so. You don't seem, you seem much too kind and a nice person to ghost anyone.
I don't think I could ever see myself doing that. No, that's not me. But just the entire persona and like mental state that you have to take to online and these dating apps, I think that would be exhausting. That itself would drain me. And I can't phantom like swiping right or left or setting up the profiles. Like I just can't even
too much.
It's too much.
Just yes. Too much. Understand? Yes. Yes. Too much. Kira, next gift, if you'd be so very kind.
Absolutely. And I think we did a podcast on this, but I'm not sure, but it's a good reminder that there's actually multiple stages in a relationship. Relationships aren't supposed to feel like they do that first year or two in the honeymoon period. There's multiple stages of relationships, and a lot of couples don't actually get past stage two, which is the power struggle phase. That's an actual truth.
The power struggle phase, like you're trying to figure out who's going to be the dominant person in the relationship?
Not at all. It means that, somebody gets upset and then they start, rejecting or the silent treatment or something else and taking over the power. And then that person will do something to grab the power back. Maybe they will flirt with an ex, or they'll do, and those are kind of more extreme. Okay. But there's a power struggle phase. It sometimes has to do with attachment styles. It just has to do with how the two of you show up in that relationship. But a majority, 80% plus of relationships don't actually move through that phase.
Really? They end before?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Next gift, wherever we're on, nine or so. I've lost track of how many, I'm overwhelmed with the gifts today, Kira.
What can I say? I love this one. And it's just a reminder when you're making decisions on a daily basis, get in the habit of asking yourself, does this support the life I'm trying to create?
Oh, that's good.
That's a really good one.
Right.
So instead of just like, oh, what are other people thinking? Or what do my parents expect? Or my friends expect? Or my partner expect? Does this support the life I'm trying to create? And it's amazing how that little question can really direct us to, nope, I'm too tired to do this. Or no, I actually don't want to take this on. Or yes, although this feels a little hard right now, this is going to move me towards my goals or my dreams or my relationships. So I think it's just a really simple and smart question.
Great place to end. Luke, it's a great question for all of us, whether it's relationships or professional lives or anything else. Got to be happy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gotta be happy. Kira, you always make us happy. You can find Kira Sabin at relationshipquotient.com. She is a positivity psychologist, a troop leader of love. And our friend, Kira, have a great time down in Mexico. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Todd. Nice to meet you, Luke.
Always fantastic. Stay with us. Luke Mathers is going to join us on the other side, talk a little current events, what's in the news, and might have Kelvin Butenhoff make us a beverage as well, a mixology. Stay with us on the other side of the second hour of the Todd Allball Show on 17.